Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, July 23rd. When an investment quintuples in value in just a few weeks, it's usually considered a winner. That kind of growth is rare, but it is happening in one market. Sneakers. The secondary market for high-end kicks is now worth more than $2 billion, but the sneakers fueling this growth are no ordinary trainers. Today's designer sneakers are essentially art for your feet. Their debuts, called drops, are stealthy, long-anticipated events, and the shoes themselves can cost hundreds or even thousands of dollars at retail. It's no surprise, then, that an entire industry has popped up around trading and authenticating these shoes. Take the Air Jordan 1 OG Dior collection, which debuted on July 1st. A single pair of the limited edition kicks was selling for about $2,000 at retail. Just a few weeks later, those same shoes were going for more than $10,000 at resale. And that's where a site like StockX comes in. StockX launched in 2015 with the goal of being a stock market of things. A place to buy and sell designer goods, in other words. Now you may be asking yourself, but isn't that what eBay does? Well, yes and no. What sets StockX apart from the other online marketplaces is their authentication process. Instead of sending goods directly from seller to buyer, products sold on StockX make a pit stop at the company's office to confirm their authenticity, which is something you definitely want to do if you're considering paying thousands of dollars for shoes. Today, limited edition sneakers have become one of the site's specialty areas. Since its 2015 launch, StockX has authenticated 3.5 million pairs of coveted Air Jordans, co-founder Josh Luber told CNBC. 1 million of those have been done in the last 6 months alone. So why the sudden high-flying interest in top-dollar sneaks? Apparently because of the buzz generated by the ESPN docuseries The Last Dance. The series featured Michael Jordan and chronicled the Chicago Bulls' sixth championship run in the 1990s. As the sneaker market has soared, so has the counterfeit sneaker market. Fraudsters try to push lookalikes all over the internet. But StockX has responded by upping their number of so-called authenticators to look for telltale signs of fakery. They pore over every detail, from colors and patterns to the exact size of the shoebox, according to Town & Country magazine. This attention to detail has paid off as big. StockX is now valued at more than $1 billion. Sneakerheads have another option to help them get an objective second opinion. CheckCheck is a sneaker authentication app that uses artificial intelligence to spot fakes. For $1 a sneaker, the app walks you through the photographing process. The AI-powered interface looks for discrepancies in design and color. Then a team of two authenticators also reviews the shoes. The app will deliver a verdict of pass, not pass, or unable to verify. And if the sneaker craze seems like just another passing fad, some in China see it differently, the Wall Street Journal reports. Chinese investors are using sneaker trading platforms to invest as if the shoes were financial derivatives. Some are even buying and selling shoe fractions. Chinese banks have been sounding the alarm on the behavior, worried that the high-end sneaker bubble is going to burst, delivering a swift kick to overzealous investors. For now, U.S. platforms don't have the same problem, but in May, Sotheby's announced it had recently sold a pair of Nike Air Jordan 1s for more than $550,000, making them the most expensive pair ever sold. The sneakers had been worn by Jordan in a game and autographed, according to CNBC. Research firm Cowan & Company expects the sneaker resale market to reach $30 billion over the next decade, even going so far as to call sneakers an alternative asset class. But it may be a good idea to hold off on putting your IRA in Yeezys, at least for now. I'm Wondery. This is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Gwen Moran and produced by Elaine Appleton Gray. Edited by Emma Courtney. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.